Well, great start to the Awake Conference. This has been wonderful just being together. It's great to see you guys interacting and just diving into God's Word, fellowshipping with each other, just using this time to really reset and recharge and get reacquainted with our focus and priority in life, which is what? What is our priority in life? Let's go with the theme of the conference, plugged into Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ is the source of everything for us. He's the source of our salvation. He's the source of our energy. He's ought to be the object of our worship. And so we're going to talk about the spiritual discipline of walking daily with Christ. We're going to bring what Sammy has been talking about down to more practical levels. How do we implement these things that we've been talking about this morning? And so it's in a lot of ways in the things of Christian living, we tend to make some of these things more difficult than they ought to be. There aren't big scientific formulas to learn about how to live the Christian life necessarily. One of the key things is to be in this book, to be in the Word, and building off of our theme of John 15:5, that we can do absolutely nothing apart from Christ, right? We need to be plugged into the Lord Jesus Christ, that we abide in Him. And not only that, He what? If we abide in Christ, He abides in us, right? And we think of the, in the same section in John, the promise of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would be given that He would live in us. Okay? We have access through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have access to God. He's purchased our access. And so I want to just set the framework with a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to make this very interactive. It's not just me talking to you. But Hebrews chapter 1. And just one verse I want us to have in our minds as we consider this today, okay? Hebrews 1. The whole chapter is about the deity of Christ. The whole chapter is about His magnificence and His supremacy, His excellency, His all-sufficiency, okay? And in this verse, I want us to see a very important truth. Verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3. And He, Jesus Christ, is the radiance of God's glory, of His glory, and the exact representation of His nature. And He upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification for our sins, He what? He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus Christ upholds this world by the word of His power. He upholds everything, including you and me, by the word of His power. And then I want us to turn to a couple books forward in the Scriptures. 2 Peter, okay? And 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I want to just read two verses here. Verses 2 and 3, okay? 2 Peter 2, or 1, 2 and 3, all right? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that what His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. So I want these two things in our mind as we have our discussion. Jesus upholds everything by the word of His power, and He's given us everything we need for life and godliness by that divine power, okay? So as Christians, we don't lack anything. We've been given the Spirit. We've been given God's Word where we have a true knowledge of Him. So I want to ask a couple of questions. And earlier in our breakout sessions in our groups, we had some questions. What are some things that keep us from being in God's Word, from praying to God. What are some things? Just throw anything out there. What's something that, come on guys, Ozzy, you got them. Media, okay. Somebody want to come up here and hold this sign for me? I'm writing media down. And I want to say that the things that we come up with aren't necessarily going to be simple. Come on, I need a volunteer. Ozzy, come up here. Don't be shy. You're going to hold this out for us, all right, brother? Okay, what else? What are some other things? Self-love. Okay? And tell us how self-love keeps us from being in God's Word and from praying to God.
So we think about ourselves day and night, and then we do things so that we get attention from others.
Okay, self-love starts to look like this. We're not going to trust in God, or we're not going to depend on His source and His provision for us. Okay, good. What are some other just practical, everyday things that start to crowd out our daily communion with the Lord?
Money.
Okay, money can be there. And give us, not just money in the abstract, but give us what can money specifically do to keep us from the Lord? Okay. Somebody's got to come up here and hold the money sign. I need a lady. Come on. He stood up first before I said that. Come on, gals. There we go. Monsi. Monsi loves math, so she's a natural one to take on this money sign. Let me just say, media is not in itself sinful, right? Idols. Okay. Idols is huge, and I would say this, if you have idols in your life, I pray that this day would be the day that they get crushed. Because Jesus Christ is the only one who's worth living for. But even in our Christian life, we can start to raise these things up in our hearts where our minds get distracted from Christ. Okay. So who's going to hold up this sign, idols? You guys are too shy. And I'm going to start coming down like in the middle of all of this. But you just have to hop up here, all right? Let's think of a couple more. What are some things in our everyday life that start to distract us?
Family.
Family. Ouch. Sister, you got to come up here and hold this sign for us. And this is so true. Do you realize that some of these things that we're talking about are good things, things that even come from the Lord, and things that can start to actually crowd out God out of our lives? All right? Okay, what are some others? Think of a couple more. Oh, now there's seven at one time. Okay, what was it? Doubt. Okay, what else? Work. Work and career. Okay, I'm going to put work in because work's going to be a little more concrete. Doubt definitely raises its head. Tabby gets to come up here for us. Now, you have one name to learn. You have two names maybe to learn. I have 100, so I'm working on it. Work. Does the Lord command us to work? Yes. Does He give us our families? Yes. He certainly doesn't produce in us that self-love. Money? Does He give us money?
Yes.
Is He the source of our money?
Yes.
He certainly doesn't give us this. He's really good at exposing these for being, as Isaiah said, a piece of firewood. You burn half of it, and then you bow down and worship to the other half. Now, I'm a chimney sweep back at home in California, and most people don't even know what that is. I clean out soot. When people burn firewood to heat their homes in the wintertime, I go in and clean it up. That's my job. And so I resonate with that passage. And media, You know, how many of you guys access godly material through the internet? It's a beautiful tool that we have for accessing sermons and teachings and all of that. Media is the Lord has allowed this tool to be used for the proclamation of His glory. And I come out here to India and I'm surprised at how many I meet of you that have been listening to John Piper sermons and some other stuff and accessing all of these different websites. And the word is being propagated around the world. But also, this can be a major distraction. And even in my own life, all right? All of these things can be distractions. Now, I want to look, what about on the other side of things? What are things that we can proactively do to cultivate this climate of being in God's Word, times of devotion, times of prayer? And I want to just think, these are still somewhat abstract, okay? So I'll give you an example. With media, we can put limits on our media. We can maybe even choose, I know some people that do this, there's certain days that they don't even have any media at all. So they as it were, fast from media. So think of what are some practical ways that we can start to maybe eliminate some of the distractions, but also on the positive end of things, how do we set aside time for the Lord? Okay? Any ideas? What have you got? Okay, you need me to repeat it. What are some things we can do to help us have time to be with the Lord in prayer and in His Word?
This is something we learned last year.
Okay.
Don't check your phone till you've had your quiet time.
Don't check your phone during your quiet time.
Till
you've had your quiet time. Okay. So Shema tells us that last year, this is something she learned, not to be checking your phone until you've had your quiet time. So you're actually going to make a commitment ahead of time. And this isn't to build up legalistic rules, right? We don't want to be rule keepers. We want to go to the source of all joy, which is Christ. And too often we can let so many things distract us in our day, right? To the point, and this is even true for me. All right, I was getting ready to come out here on my trip, and I had a lot of things to do. I had, I left on my wife's birthday. I had gifts to buy for her, and notes to write and leave behind. I had research to do, and plane tickets to print, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, it was late, and I was getting tired, and I realized, man, here I'm preparing to come and speak at conferences about a daily walk with Christ. And I'd neglected my Lord. It can happen to us every day, okay? Even in the preparation of good things. So, we're going to say, how are we going to put that on a paper in a short way? Priorities. Okay? And you notice how Shema's thing comes with a decision that you make ahead of time. You don't come to the end of the day and go, this is something that you have to focus on ahead of time. We're making decisions, right? Come on. Okay. What are some other things that we can do to start? I should have another color pen, but I don't for these. What was that?
Accountability to the believers.
Accountability. Okay, so we're going to involve our friends in this. Accountability. All right? And this is so... we're talking about sexual sin and temptation. And let me just say, in all of the Christian life, whether it's that, whether it's being in God's Word, we don't walk alone. Okay? The devil wants to get us to where we're alone and we're easy targets. But accountability. All right. You're going to hold up our sign. One of you, you want to bring? Okay, you. And what's your name?
Miwari.
Miwati?
Miwari.
Miwari. I've got to work on my my pronunciation. Okay, some other ones. I've got to check our time so I don't go over time.
Make a schedule.
Okay, a schedule. Okay. Now what about this? Where can we pray? Okay, everywhere. Who can pray? Anyone. We should, and this is not to indict us, because oftentimes talking about prayer makes us feel guilty because we realize all of a sudden that we haven't been doing this very well. But every one of us, no matter what we have in life, we can excel at prayer. So, Rachel, do you want to hold our schedule sign? Okay, I've got to go to the book for more paper. What are some other things, real quick?
Thinking to glorify God in everything we are doing. Like
okay.
Something like family and work is not sinful.
No. That's good. That's good. So what she said is family and work and these kinds of things are not in and of themselves sinful. So we want to look for ways to glorify God, even in the midst of our families. Now, we can do laundry to the glory of God. We can clean floors to God's glory, okay? And so we're going to put this is a huge one, and this actually, what she just said is the overarching purpose of our entire lives. It's this, that we glorify God. Okay? I want to mention one that Sammy mentioned earlier. Now I'm writing and thinking at the same time, and I lose my train of thought. Glorify God in all things. One of our brothers, come on up. John, come on up. Sammy, what did he say? I'm trying to think of something. He said, oh yes, praying parts of Scripture, right? We take the promises of God, or we take areas where God has shown that this is sinful, and we take those things and we just take them to the Lord. Lord, I see your promises, and I don't see it in my life, and I don't want to do what you say. It's better to just be honest with the Lord in our prayers. Change my heart, God. Okay? So we can take Scripture in a time of meditation on God's Word and just use it as a means to give us prayers. When He says that He is a Savior, He'll never leave us or forsake us, we can pray, Lord, help me to trust You that You'll never leave me, that You'll never forsake me. It's in the Word, and I can trust it as being true, okay? So I want to see a lot of the things that keep us from the Lord often are, in one sense, abstract. Just, as you will, things or people. And obviously our family are not just abstract, but when we go to what can we do to guard against that, glorify God. What else do we have up here? Accountability, schedule, priorities. All of those things are actions. We do something, right? And so in the Christian life, it's not just being passive. We don't sit and just say, Lord, do this to me. We have things that we actually do, okay? We can all be busy to the point where we get to the end of the day and we're tired, and then we have that thought, oh yes, I should have spent time with Jesus today. I should have meditated on His Word or spent time memorizing His Word. And yet it's too late. We're too tired, Lord. We go to sleep. And this isn't just something that we do once, right? We don't learn these truths here today once, and then it's like a class, we pass the class and we go on. No, these are things that daily we need to be reminded of, right? And all the while keeping this in mind, that it's Christ. The object of our affection is Christ. We want to pursue Him because He's worthy to be pursued. We want to deepen our relationship with God. And one thing I suggest is studying the attributes of God. We learn about His patience. We learn about His goodness. We learn about His righteousness and His justice. And all of that serves to glorify God and magnify Him in our midst to the point where we can't help but want to learn more about Him. And when we learn about the gospel more and more of what Christ has done for us, always keep in mind the gospel. It's not just for our salvation, it's for our sanctification. The gospel has to be in front of us every day. But Christ died for us. He died for us. Okay. And out of that, our passion for Him is rekindled, right? It always serves to humble us when we look to our Lord, but it also serves to compel us to be more like Him. We want to be more like Christ. 2 Corinthians 3 says, "Beholding in the mirror Christ, we're changed from one degree of glory to another." If we want to be changed, we want to grow in likeness to Christ, have to set our eyes on Him. Okay? So let's dig down on this one, because I think this was a big theme already this morning in media. I might not know you very well, but I know that you're just like me. You're men and women just like everyone else, everywhere in the world. And you have so much media that vies for your attention. Some of it good, a lot of it trash. Okay? But even, let's say, Facebook and trying to keep in contact with friends and all of this, not necessarily bad. It's not wrong. It's a tool, and it's a good tool to keep us connected. But how are we going to connect to Christ? It's through His Word. And so we have to be conscious of putting limits on the things that keep us from Christ, right? And we have to be conscious of using these tools and using the relationships in our family and using our work and careers to glorify and magnify God. Okay? I want you each to think of maybe one area up here and just pray a simple prayer. Lord, help me in this area that I would be more Christ-like. We try to make things too difficult, as if there's 20 steps to the Christian life. So often it comes to just praying and confessing simple prayers to the Lord. Okay? Let me see. What do we have? Idols? Let me take this for a second. All right, define this for me. What are some idols that we have?
Self.
Well, that's a huge one. Money. Okay, anything that replaces God. Let's be specific. What else? Music. Okay. It could be a boyfriend, girlfriend. It could even be a spouse. It could be something to that effect. And for me as a father, I've got a son. He's almost 2. I've got a daughter on the way. And there's times that it... I just love my family so much. But I can, in my love for my family, I can start to crowd out God. My family can be this at times. And Sammy hit it so wonderfully. You want to be somebody that's running after Christ, and Christ is going to bring along somebody who's running after Christ. And together you run for Christ. And our prayer is for our children ultimately, for you that aren't married, that when you get married, for our kids, that they would walk in the truth. We need to, in our family times, and some of you probably come from families where your parents aren't saved, brothers and sisters that aren't saved. But our desire needs to be that our families would glorify God. Glorify God, okay? So, The Lord knows each and every one of these that can creep up in our hearts. If Christ is there, He'll triumph over these every time. If you're not saved, I pray that these would be broken down today, that today would be the day of salvation. Everything else is dead and worthless, nothing compared to Christ. Everything is nothing compared to Christ. Okay? We don't have much time. Guys, you can sit down. You've been standing up here for a long time. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to give us a few pointers on what we can do. And this is one thing that I had to be really saved from. This is how I do my devotions. Okay, Nehemiah, Psalm, Jeremiah. Okay, I'll read Jeremiah and just start in on something in Jeremiah. And just kind of letting the Bible fall open. And of course, if you read any passage of God's Word, it's powerful and true and edifying. But I would suggest that you learn to start moving systematically through the Scriptures. And if you haven't read through the entire Bible, to just say, you know, today, this year, I'm going to read. If I'm a Christian, I better know what God says, and just to start reading through the Scriptures. I had people coming to me when I was a younger man asking me advice in the Christian faith, and I realized I couldn't even name all the 66 books of the Bible. And I certainly hadn't read the whole Bible. But if you're reading systematically through the Scripture, you start to see more and more of what God says in its context. And there's just something powerful about reading through, not just isolating passages of Scripture, but reading through it. And some people, everybody's different, and each one of us is going to be different. I've never done a Bible reading in a year plan where they have it marked out and you just check it off every year. I'm not like that at all, and I can't do it. But have I read the Bible in a year? Yeah, I can do that. And part of it is just whatever works for you. The other thing so crucial in our Christian life is that we go to God in prayer, right? And what did we say earlier? That we can pray at any time. Everybody can pray anywhere. This is at school. This is at work. This is at home. This is in the evening and the morning. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? Start writing them out again. Why do we pray? Okay. Philippians 4, let our requests be made known to God. Okay? What are some other things that we do in prayer? I'll give you a big one. We can praise God in prayer. Okay? We can offer up our thanksgiving and our praises. One thing that helps me in this, because we all go through dry spells and times of being down and just not really even feeling like being with God, we can all feel like we don't even want to spend time in the Word and with God. Having good, solid music, all of a sudden the hymns of the faith or good worship music, and something about music the Lord has used to bring us once again into a spirit of worship. Okay? And pretty soon you can't help but singing along and praise to God. So I would put music. Music can often fade into the background. Just be something that's entertainment. But music also is a tool that the Lord has given us. Think of the Psalms. The whole book of Psalms is music. The Lord has given us this beautiful gift of music, all right? How many here are the only people saved in their family? You're the only believer in your family. Yeah. How many come from, have Christian parents, came from, grew up in a house with Christian parents? A lot of us. How many of us face opposition for being Christians? Come on, we all face opposition for being Christians. Whether it's anywhere at school or wherever we go, but we have an enemy, a common enemy, right? We all face opposition. I just want to say it's a privilege to be here and even address. So many hands went up. You're the only ones that are saved in your family. Press on. Press on. Unite your arms with your fellow believers. It's such a joy. I come to this other country and it's automatic. We have fellowship with Christ. We have fellowship together because of Christ, you know? When the gospel unites us, we're family. And you never know how the Lord's testimony in your life is going to work even 20, 40, 60 years from now to create much fruit. Well, think of this, John 15:5. It's a blessing. The Father desires that we bear what? We bear fruit. And how much fruit? Much fruit. Our God's a glorious God. So when we think practically, and we'll just finish up with these things. We know that there's a lot of distractions. Every day this can happen to us. And so we need to be thinking daily about how to guard against it. All right? We make a decision in our schedule. I'm kind of a late person. I don't wake up real early very often, although in India I've been waking up really early because it's 12 and a half hour difference for me here. I'm starting to slowly adjust. But okay, maybe you do devotions in the morning. You wake up and with your breakfast, you have your Bible open and you're reading through wherever, whatever book of the Bible you've been in. I just read through Isaiah recently. And every time we read through Scripture again, the Lord's going to teach us new things. Okay? So, we put it on our schedule. Not as a legalistic thing. This isn't Islam's call to prayer. And that we have to show up on these times and all of that. But are you a morning person? Do you stay up late at night? Do you have maybe a long lunch break? It's a perfect time to get away from everything else. What's the best part of your day to be with Christ? This is what I'm saying, okay? What's the best part of your day? What's the time that you're going to spend in prayer? Ask God for His provision. Thank Him for His provision. Ask Him to give you strength to be a Christian for the day. Ask Him. Claim His promises. We read in 2 Peter that everything for life and what? For godliness has been given to us by His divine power. Come to Him and just ask Him in prayer once again. Fill me, Lord. I know that You've given me what I need for life and for godliness. We also need to, realistically, we need to admit that we're sinful and we need to come in our times of prayer and confess our sins before the Lord. And that's a blessing even to see you guys talking about some of this stuff pretty openly. We don't go through the Christian life alone, all right? Be calling up your friends and say, brother, pray for me. Sister, I'm struggling. Will you pray for me? And you better pray for them. Okay? And don't be afraid. Too often we've gotten to the point we're afraid to pray with one another. And we're afraid to confess our sins because we think that we'll be judged by one another. If you have a proper view of the gospel that Christ saved the ungodly, He died for us when we were yet in rebellion to Him, not much that your brother or sister says to you is going to be shocking. Because they're just like you. They're just like me. So we stand arm in arm, okay? And there's got to be times when we get together as the family of God and we just spur one another on. There's times when I'm down and a brother comes along beside me and lifts my arms up and gives me new zeal to follow Christ. And we have to be those people as well, okay? And so we fellowship with each other. We spend time in God's Word. We spend time in prayer. And prayer covers so many things. We not only intercede for our family members who aren't saved. we've covered a lot of that. We praise God. We ask for His provision and all of that. Okay? So, I think that's about time. We'll wrap it up at that. And I'll just ask some questions. Do you have any questions, rather? Any questions? Any comments? Okay, I've got a question for you then. What are some successful things that you've done to cultivate this daily walk with Christ? What are some things for you that work? Having a schedule. Okay, so what do you do for your schedule? Now you're on the spot. Okay, you've got a timetable. So this brother keeps a timetable. He's actually employing what we said of keeping a schedule. So you have a time in there that you've worked out, a good time to be with the Lord. Yeah. Anything else? Selecting a book and going through it. Yeah. Yeah. And guys, there's like the book of Colossians, 4 chapters. You can read it in a few minutes. Read it over and over and be edified. Let's pray, okay? Father, we thank you for this time. I thank you for these young people. I ask that they would be filled with the knowledge of Christ, that they'd live for you and you alone. And Lord, help me. We're all men and we all struggle in these ways. Help us live for you and love you everlasting. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.